Our first coach is South Point's high school football coach, Bobby Collins. And Coach Collins, I think you know one speed, and that is full throttle.
First thing in the morning, 7:10 a.m., I'm excited to be here. You know, I'm the first coach here, so I'm excited to be here.
Oh, man. Well, we're excited to have you again. Bobby Collins is the head football coach for South Point High School. Before we start diving into the Football City USA kickoff, let's kind of recap the 2024-2025 season for our listeners, just to kind of give them a foundation.
Lay of the land.
Yeah. You know, good season, but not good enough, as always, in Football City USA. You want to hold the crown up at the end of December. We went 11-2, played 14 games, broke some records at South Point as far as scoring points. A lot of Division I players. We lost an upper state championship to Westside High School, who went to play South Florence in the state championship. But really excited for the guys. We have a really good group coming back. Signed about 8 kids to go play college football. So we really, really impressed with that. You know, team GPA right now is about a 3.6. So no complaints. The kids had a really good offseason working. So we're excited about this opportunity for the Jamboree this year and excited about the season coming up.
And going into the season, likely your preseason, you're going to be the number one ranked team in 4A. How does that make you feel going into it? Is that more pressure? Is that, you know, something that you have to live up to? Is that something that, oh, yeah, we are? You know, like, what does that look like going into that as a coach?
You know, when I first took the job here, the first thing they told me was, you know what's on the water tower. You know, this is Football City USA. So, you know, like, the pressure part, I don't think it's probably for no head football coach in this city. We're blessed because the city of Rock Hill, they live and die for football. I was talking to a mom this morning. She showed me a video of her son throwing a touchdown pass, you know, here in the radio station. So, again, this is Football City USA. This is what we do on every level. So, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm excited for our kids. Yes, that's the plan for us to be the number one team in 4A when the season starts, and we want to be the number one team in 4A when the season ends.
South Point High School will take on Palisades at 8:30 during the 8th annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Champion Services. Mark your calendar for August the 15th at District 3 Stadium here in Rock Hill. Again, the heart of Football City USA. That game is presented by AirTech Heating and Air. So take us out to your game against Palisades at 8:30.
Okay, this will be our second time playing. Coach Simmons, he does a really, really good job over there. Probably one of the best strength and speed coaches out there in the state of North Carolina. He will have a really talented football team, as always. Not far from here at all. Probably about a 20-minute drive to get to Palisades, right across the border. But they're doing a really, really, really great job. So we're excited about it, you know, to be able to get some South Carolina and North Carolina action here at the beginning of the season. You know, we have some tough scrimmages, so we'll finish with Palisades, which will be a really tough one before we enter the season at the Carolina Panther Stadium this year playing against Huff High School, probably the number one team in 4A football in North Carolina. So we're excited about it. You know, if you want to be playing in December, you can't run away from any challenges. So we gotta be able to do that at the top end of the season and make sure our guys stay healthy and stay challenged all season long.
What does spring ball look like for you all right now? Just training, conditioning?
Yeah. You know, in the spring, you know, we're fortunate. Rock Hill School District, we get out of school a little earlier now, so we cut spring ball. You know, we probably have about 10 practices in the spring. But, you know, we work in since January to be able to get outside and be able to move around and do some stuff. So I think the spring went successful. We had no injuries. The guys got better as a football team. It gives us an opportunity to be able to have the whole month of June and July to go to another level in the program. This year, we do a camp tour every year at South Point High School. This year, we're going to take the football team to Ohio State University, University of Michigan, and Marshall University, University of South Carolina, and University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. So the game of football has changed just so much to where you have to bring the kids to the school because of the transfer portal, because of NILs. Like, kids are getting paid to play. You have to go the extra mile to give your kids an opportunity to be seen. And when you go to a place like Ohio State University, I told a parent yesterday, it'll be 40 other colleges there besides Ohio State University. So when you go to a really big school, if you are Kent State University, if you are Bowling Green, you will come there because you can't always get the Ohio State athlete, but you can get the one right next to them. So it's just an opportunity for our kids to be seen and get some exposure. So we're excited about it.
Coach Bobby Collins is the head football coach for South Point High School. Again, they're one of the three matchups during the 8th annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Champion Services, August the 15th at District 3 Stadium. Coach Collins, you mentioned NIL. How has that changed the way that you coach your players? How do you make sure that they focus on the sport and not so much on all the other noise so they're not attracted to that bright light? And then their craft suffers.
Well, I think for me, it's just more focusing on the relationships. Okay, so what's the biggest difference? In college football now, if I'm paying you $20,000 a month, okay, you got some football players at the University of South Carolina, Clemson right now, making $20,000 a month. So what do I try to teach them now in high school? In high school, if you miss weightlifting, or if you miss class, you have a behavior issue, I get to take you outside and put you on the hill and maybe run a little bit, or you know, do a few things to get you locked in to what's your job at school. Mm-hmm. Now in college football, they don't do that. You know, your $20,000 goes to $15,000. Mm-hmm. Your $20,000 goes to $10,000. So college football is now on an NFL mentality that they will just find you or you will lose your money. So now in high school football, we have to do a better job and continue doing a good job of building relationships, because now in college, when it was about molding you to become a man, it's business more, because you are getting paid to play. It's like show up to work, do your job, move on. So, you know, the thought of kids going to the NFL, it's not the dream as much no more, because they're making an obscene amount of money at 18 years old to be able to support them and their families. You know, it's now the dream about going to play college football. So pressure on a high school football coach, because this year, come July 1, any high school football player in the state can go play wherever they want to play. So, you know, we got our own version of the transfer portal going on right now. And, you know, you're trying to keep the NILs out of your program and keep them focusing on, you know, graduating high school, going to college, becoming a better man. So, you know, again, we just love being a head football coach. We just love being a head football coach.
And we'll end on this. What's so special about the WRHI Football City USA kickoff? Why do you enjoy it as a coach? Why does your team enjoy it? And then why do fans, do you think, enjoy this opportunity?
You know, I think for me, we had a showcase here in Rock Hill not too long ago. Chris was there, and it had Northwestern and Rock Hill, Indianland, and Catawba Ridge. We all was practicing in the same environment right there in Fort Mill. And we had probably over 50 college coaches there. It's the tradition of Rock Hill football. When you think about all the great players that have come out of here that played in NFL, played college football, that have been pillars in our community now, I think that's what makes the Jamboree so special, because for one night a year, you get to see every high school football program in Rock Hill in the same location. And, you know, when we play each other, you know, people, you know, the fans and the coaches, you know, you got to worry about winning that game. But on that night, everybody's pulling for Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. You sit and watch the other teams play, you know, family members, the coaches, they're still friends. So on that night, it makes it special. And it's downtown in Rock Hill. So, you know, you get to leave there and go to Wang Bones and Hobos and all those places and grab your bite to eat. So I think it's special because it's in Rock Hill and all the three schools at the same place. And, you know, you wake up that morning to go to the gym, get your great workout in, all that other good stuff. So, you know, I'm excited to be in there. What time are we playing?
8:30. Last game.
That's the last game.
Awesome. We get to watch everybody else.
That's right.
From there, we go straight to Wing Bone. So no big deal. No big deal.
All right. Well, South Point takes on Palisades at 8:30 during the 8th annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Champion Services, August the 15th. District 3 Stadium, right there in the heart of Football City USA, and the South Point Palisades game is presented by AirTech Heating and Air. You get to see Coach Bobby Collins and his South Point Stallions there on the field. Go ahead and get your tickets now at footballcityusakickoff.com.